Hey, look at it. Look at this dude right here. This the one who talk about all the things he gonna do, but don't do it. That this him. This the one who always telling everybody that he's finna do this by the end of the year, but never completes it. This is the capper. You tired of that label? Do something about it.
Oh, but I am back. Back from under the ground.
You can do two things. You can run and hide, curl up in a ball, and let the world just beat you to death. Or you can dig your heels in. You figure out how to, you know, you have to figure out yourself. And then you dig in and you fight. I literally, the day we got back from Mexico, I had a quote installed on my wall. It says, "May God have mercy upon my enemies, because I won't."
When your friends start to say, "You've changed," remember, it's because they don't know how to say, "You've grown."
If you make yourself more than just a man, if you devote yourself to an ideal, and if they can't stop you, then you become something else entirely. Which is legend.
My personal question to you is, why not you? You've got the brains, you can make decisions, you can study the plan, you can change your life, you can grow immensely in the next few years, you can make your dreams come true, you can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through, you can become healthy, you can become powerful. Why not you?
On your journey to self-mastery, you will lose 99% of your friends. Now, I know that sucks, especially if you're young. You think like, man, in high school we were tight. Now in college we're tight and we're hanging out. We're the boys. We're always doing the thing. But I'm telling you, the moment you truly decide to commit to self-mastery, to becoming your 2.0 self, to really elevating to the highest version of yourself, you will lose 99% of your friends. And the reason for that is you will scare them because they will not understand why you're so committed to self-development, self-actualization, making more money, becoming a better human, stopping the alcohol. You won't have things in common anymore. And so in your process, in your journey of self-development, you will lose 99% of your friends. Truth number three.
Superpower of learning to be alone and enjoying it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it's critical, and I do think that these times where you just think about things, just be alone and think about things, are so rare these days. And I think during those rare times is when you really get to understand what you actually believe or don't believe.
Anything you want, you can get, period. And you gotta wake up and tell yourself that every single day. Look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself what you really want. You're the one. And when you realize that, well, I'm telling you, you're gonna be very powerful, because you can control what you can control. The world is in your hands. And we're just waiting to see what you're going to do with it.
When people don't understand you anymore, you're in that spot of obsession and drive where people are like, what the f*** is wrong with this guy? You will never understand what is wrong with me. And that's why I'm so f***ing glad you don't.
Reminder that if you want to be exceptional, you're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict, because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one.
I just beat me. This ain't about nobody else. I don't give a fuck about nobody else. I just beat me. If I can keep beating myself, pause, I'm in a battle with the only person that I really want to fucking beat, and that's me. I don't care about anybody else. If I can continue to outdo me from the day before, then I'm ahead.
It's all about focus. I don't care who you are, where you're from, doesn't matter. It's having a focus and having a purpose. Mm-hmm. Right, you wake up every single day to get better today than you were yesterday. It doesn't matter what you are. You're a basketball player, a hockey player, golf player, painter, right? It doesn't matter.
Right.
You try to reach your full potential by getting better every single day, and that's the quest.
It's a real good time of year. So in that good time of year, we start to feel real good about ourselves. So I start to feel great. So we start making promises to ourselves about, hey, I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to do better in school. I'm going to be better here, be better there. But guess what happens? The real Merry Christmas happens when all of that noise is gone. It's quiet. And it's you against you. And now all those endorphins are gone. And I promise you made by getting up early and getting after it to go lose weight, study harder. Guess what? It's a lot harder now. That repetition becomes a lot harder now.
The hardest thing is to keep going, but we have to. Like, we have to continue to hold on. And I would imagine for so many people out there, that is probably the most difficult thing.
There is a difference between passion and obsession. When you're passionate, everybody cheers you on. They're stoked for you. Oh, you found your passion? Awesome. Follow your passion. Live with passion. Be passionate. Chase your passions. Everything. Like, passion, 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 passion. Passion's good. Like, the world's gonna be like, yay, passion! Right? When you're obsessed, they're like, why you gotta be so crazy? Why can't you be satisfied? Why do you always gotta get things so perfect? Why do you spend so much time here? When you're obsessed, people think you're nuts. So it's different. And it's like, I always tell people, if no one thinks you're crazy, you're not yet operating to the outer limits of your potential. You're not there yet.
So I got addicted to winning. And I found that you can win more when you surround yourself with more winners. I found that putting yourself in the environment of motivational, inspirational personnel, people that just want out of life, it's addictive. You get that, like, that rubs off. So my surroundings changed. My ideas grew. My wants grew.
And yet somehow we expect things to change. We expect things to change. You think you're gonna get in better shape. You think you're gonna get more money. You think your relationship is gonna improve. You think you're gonna get promoted. You think you're gonna get a raise. You think the world is going to get better without you doing anything. But it isn't. Nothing is going to change unless you change what you're doing. Change the junk food that you're eating. Change the time that you wake up. Change what you do when you get out of bed. Change what you do with your time. That's what you need to do. You have to change some things or nothing will change.
Stop trying to feel motivated. This is one of the biggest mistakes we all make. We want to feel motivated. We want to feel excited. We want to feel enthusiastic. What I've learned very, very clearly is that if you wait for motivation, you'll be waiting a long, long time. People who make moves don't wait for motivation. People who make progress don't wait for motivation. Actually, they do things when they don't feel motivated. That's the key to success. That's the key to discipline, is doing things when we don't feel motivated. Motivation is this myth.
You obviously don't want it bad enough. I became obsessed. I became obsessed with being the baddest mother that God ever created. Am I that? I don't care. I believe it. And I was trying to tell him, once you become obsessed with something, obsessed, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say, you gotta be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do, it's not about being a Navy SEAL, people. The best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great.
Yeah, it's crazy to sometimes think like, what can happen if we decide, I'm going to see what happens when I decide that I am qualified. What happens when I decide for myself that I'm going to do something different? I'm going to have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because yeah, nothing changes and nothing changes, man.
Viktor Frankl has this famous quote where he says, when a man can't find a deep sense of meaning, they distract themselves with pleasure. So Frankl is arguing that a lack of meaning causes people to seek temporary relief in superficial pursuits.
Go for it, guys. You gotta say, you know what? This comfort zone I'm in is a danger zone. It's a danger zone because what is it doing? It's stopping you from your true potential. It's comfortable. I don't want to step out here because I don't know that area. Don't let anyone say you can't do something. Don't let your mind say, oh, I can't do it anymore, to your body. You can. You just got to push past it. At the end of my life, my tombstone, one thing it'll have on it, no regrets. And that's a good life, man. But I'm going to give it a shot. They have us some support. They get behind you, you know, and then you go for it, and you, bam, you overcome that step. The next step's even bigger and bigger. Next time, then you're on top of the mountain, man. You ain't got one life. Why not go for it, right?
Sun don't stop for nobody, man. Sun don't stop. Sun gonna be up in the morning regardless. That sun is gonna be up in the morning regardless. Regardless of how I feel and how depressed I am, the sun is gonna shine in the morning. And at nighttime, the moon gonna be there. And you gonna look up, these days gonna keep going by. So do you let the days go by and look up and you done wasted a year doing what?
My beliefs, God's going, I need your hands on the wheel, man. Hey, you're steering this, okay? Don't just rely on fate. I have too many people doing that, man. Fully in self-reliance. It's on me. Everything.
How much faster would you achieve your goals if it was just you and your goal? Not you and your goal and Netflix and video games and social media and friends you don't like and movies and shows and all these distractions that are splitting your attention in a million different directions. You can blame your lack of accomplishment on your friends, on your family, on this, on that. But the reality is, if it was just you and your goal and no other noise, no other distractions, I guarantee you would have nothing better to do than achieve your goal. So look around at your life and identify the things that take your attention away from the person you want to be and the things you want to accomplish, and remove that. Because if your goals are as important to you as you say they are, why would you voluntarily make it harder to achieve them?
People want to find their passion, but you don't find it, you create it. And you create it by getting good at something. And to get good at stuff, you start by doing something you suck at. Then you get good, then you like it, then people ask how you found your passion. Answer, by starting when you sucked and not giving up.
In any, whatever you do, you've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that. That's why I don't know about nothing else. I do not pay attention to nothing else. There was games of football on yesterday, there was rugby, there was this, there was that. And like normal society is like, let's talk about this and let's engage in this, and people are talking to me, and in my head, I'm counting something. I'm counting up a number, or I'm knee deep in a sequence on the mat, or on the feet. That's my life, sequences and numbers, nothing else. I cannot pay attention to nothing else.
I fought for it because no one gave it to me, because it was just me alone in the gym, me alone in the mirror, me alone in my head. No one did it for me. I worked for it, and I'm never going to let someone else take that from me.
This isn't for the masses. This is for those who want to leave normal behind. Those who are in search of a new realm. It's a lonely journey. You're isolated. Those who used to keep pace with you will fall off. They'll see where their world ends and yours begins. Your ability to suffer, endure, outwork must be greater. You must be willing to extend yourself to the limit with no guarantee of success. Every day, you must ask yourself, did I do enough?
Isn't it about time you become that person you knew you always could be? How do you do that? You break the old guys. You get the out of bed when it's cold, when it's early. You do something away from the normality of what you've been doing. That's psychotic behavior. Doing the same thing, expecting a different result, doesn't work that way. You must switch up the mainframe. Switch it up if you want a different result, man. Why not try it, man? Shock the system. Start with an earthquake, man. What I mean by that is, yeah, get up at 4 in the morning one day. Just one day. And go for a run. Commit to one day. And see how you feel as you're jogging it back in around 5 or something, as your neighbors are still asleep. Or as you're jogging it back in at 6 o'clock, and your neighbor's just getting up, grabbing the coffee, looking outside, wondering, you know, what the day's going to hold for them. Well, your day's already provided something for you.
Talk to that young person out there. They're facing a lot of rejection in their career, their business. They're worried about what other people think about them. What would your message be to them?
In the words of my grandmother, when you're born, you look like your parents, but when you die, you look like your decisions. Every decision that you make is a domino effect on your life.
Why not you? Why not you? We all ask why we should work this hard. Why take that many classes? Why go to school that many years? You know, why take the notes? Why read the books? Why work that hard? Why put yourself through the push-ups and the disciplines? Why? Good question, why? Best answer to why, I think, is the second question. Why not? Why not see how many books you can read, how many classes you can take, how many skills you can develop? Why not see how valuable you can become to the marketplace, to your friends, and to your family? Why not see what you can make of yourself? Why not see how far you can go, how much you can see, how much you can earn, how much you can share? Why not? That's the heritage all of us have in America, especially, is to see what we can make out of our lives now that we've been given this extraordinary opportunity.
And so what they don't understand is the path of least resistance never makes you happy. You have to push yourself. When people talk about self-esteem, I hate this term. Like, so many kids were taught to get a participation trophy for something, and they thought, I'm going to build their self-esteem this way. People can tell your whole life you're a piece of crap, and your brain can go, screw you, I'll show you, and you become somebody. People your whole life can tell you you're beautiful, you're perfect, you're the best, and you can still not believe them and be depressed about your life and think you're a nobody. Your life self-esteem, your self-esteem, esteem for yourself, is earned by you doing something difficult for you. When you do something that's incredibly hard and you push through it, your brain starts to have inner pride, not fake ego pride.
It's not what is in front of you. It's what is behind you, the things that you've already went through to get to where you're at. And normally, when you're just about ready to blow, right? When you're just about ready to succeed, it gets harder and harder. Success is like riding a bike.
There's times where you can go without your friends. You can go without going out. You can go without other people around you. You have to separate yourself from the pack. You have to be willing to spend time with yourself. You have to be willing to start cutting things out of your nutritional program. Eat healthy. You know, get enough rest, get enough sleep. All of these things come into play of finding your purpose. And it's almost sacrificing. You have to sacrifice. Greater the sacrifice, greater the reward. This is so true. And when you do these things, you'll start seeing that, okay, well, I used to do this. And when you go out and you don't do it anymore, it's very, very clear that you've made the right decision, because your friends will still be doing that. And you'll find yourself that you don't fit in with that crowd anymore. You just don't fit in. I got something to do. You know, you'll start getting away from people that are negative. You only want to be around positive. You'll start like not wasting your time on things that aren't productive. And you will start taking your time and energy and putting it into things that you enjoy doing that are productive for yourself.
The reason you feel temptation for certain things and certain sins is very specific to what you're supposed to do. If you have the urge to smoke or damage your lungs, it's because your voice was meant to worship and be heard, and the enemy is trying to silence you. If you have crippling self-doubt and insecurity, it's because you are meant to lead and inspire. If you weren't dangerous to darkness, it wouldn't try to mute your confidence. If you have constant distraction or procrastination, it's because you carry strategy, vision, and ideas from heaven. The enemy delays you because he can't stop you, only you can. If you have an addiction to lust or pornography, it's because you carry a deep capacity for intimacy, covenant, and healing. Perverting love is how Satan prevents true restoration. If you have fear of rejection or abandonment, it's because you carry a spirit of belonging and reconciliation. You were made to gather the outcast, so he tries to make you feel like one.
When you're suffering, you give up on the very things that you wanted the most. When I was going through pararescue, I wanted to be a pararescueman so bad, but that water haunted me. So when the suffering got too much, my dream died.
The question of worth it is reliant on an outcome. We don't make these things for an outcome. It's not the mindset to make something great. The outcome happens. You're making the best thing you can make. It's a devotional practice. Whatever happens after that happens. And that part that happens after it is completely out of your control. Putting any energy into that part that's out of your control is a waste of time. All it does is undermine your work. Your work is to make the best thing you can. So any thought you have about outcome undermines the whole thing. And I'll say, it's okay to think about outcome after you finish the thing you're making. Once you've made it, then you can say, what can I do to turn people on to this? But in the making of it, it's premature.
We're all looking for this golden purpose. Is it this? Is it that? Is it making money? Is it my family? Mother purpose is you. We forget that. Every fucking day I wake up and I don't want to do some shit, I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a today? Do you want to feel like a little bitch? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't?
The world belongs to optimists. Because if you're going to do anything big, you have to believe that it can happen. Otherwise, it never will. 99% right and 100% wrong. So, like, they're right 99% of the time. But they're wrong 100% because the only thing that matters is the big one at the end. Like, your family and friends will say that every girl that you ever date is not good enough. Except for the one time you find the girl that you're actually going to marry. And then it doesn't matter. Or, like, this won't last. Or, like, this business idea, it's not going to work. And you might have 9 failures. I felt my first 9 businesses didn't really amount to anything. 9. 9. As in the first one, spent time, failed. Second one, this one will be different, failed. Third one, this one. This is the one. And then 6 more after that. It's painful as shit because the whole time everyone is telling you, I told you so, and they're right. Today. But not forever.
Stop telling your visions to other people because they're not going to see it. Why you think you keep imagining opening a business? Why you keep imagining graduating, getting a better job? Why do you keep imagining buying a house? Why do you keep imagining driving a really nice car? Why do you keep imagining getting rich one day? Why do you keep imagining that? Because God is talking to you.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.